It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the place to be. Oh, yeah.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the Golden State Warriors are looking to get back in the win column tonight against the Orlando Magic. Tip-off tonight, 7 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors Live starts at 5:30. It's all presented by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate sports hub experience. We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers. They fell to 6-6. The 30-23 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, 17-4 in his career against the San Francisco 49ers. Just wasn't meant to be, Gil.
Yeah, they kept shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. Let's go to Benji's in Gilroy. He may know why Jimmy Garoppolo constantly throws high. What's going on, Benji? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Another day, you know.
Yeah.
I know the Niners lost, but we're gonna bounce back. I believe Jimmy G throws high because the playmaker should be able to go up and get it. I mean, at the end of the day, the offense, the defensive lineman, you see what happened on fourth and goal? They got batted down. He throws the ball low, ball gets batted. Offensive line needs to maybe push a little bit more back so they could get he don't have to throw it so high all the time. But he throws it low, it gets blocked. Look what happened. He throws it high. They don't jump up and get the ball.
Thanks, Benji. Yeah, thanks, Benji.
Well, we've seen guys get hurt trying to get Garoppolo. Yeah. If Steiny, I played receiver. It was short-lived. I'm telling you, man, to go up and risk your neck, chest, and just do this scary. Give it. Hit me in my hands. How about that? I don't want to leave my feet.
Man, the 415, only crybabies still defend Jimmy.
Talking to that last caller.
And the defenses whose mouths are watering because they'd rather play against Garoppolo than Trey Lance.
That's the one rabbit Kyle has up his sleeve.
I'm not defending Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't have to. Kyle Shanahan does that. Kyle Shanahan has said everything he needs to say, and we should all understand what the situation is.
They were up 10, Steiny, at a couple different junctures. And don't tell me they lost. I know the special teams has been not ideal, but they stopped them after that fumble at halftime. So they got good fortune as well.
All right. I just got a text here from the 831. I just got into range of 95.7 The Game. Steiny, did you own your Friday Kittle comments?
Oh,
absolutely not. Yeah. I own him.
It was a bit.
What did I say?
That he wasn't top. He didn't have hands. This was a couple months ago.
He didn't have hands.
And he wasn't all that, basically.
What I said was he's the best running, he's the best blocking tight end in the NFL.
And that was his end.
And what I said was he doesn't have top five tight end hands.
Okay. What'd you think after? We're giving you the floor to adjust that.
Because he has one good game?
No,
I'm not going to do that.
Feature him.
I'm not going to do that.
Kyle.
Well, maybe the reason they featured him is because they didn't have their best receiver with the
Your
best
boy
hands.
Is a beast. Listen, we should see glimpses of that.
Listen, part of it obviously was an act.
Oh, no, right.
But
he looked like Todd Christensen yesterday, dude.
Todd Christensen, I believe, is a Hall of Famer, right?
He was bad.
Mm-hmm.
My thing to Todd you is I know got talent, rings. Stani. I never once knew. I wasn't surprised at what I saw. He's a mismatch, but he's got an average quarterback. I blame Kyle and I blame Jimmy. It's a mixture. That's why we don't get to see him like Gronk. Let me tell you, if Brady had your boy, 8'5", I call him 8'5", that run down to stay in bounds.
That was a great play.
And the catch when Jimmy threw it almost out of bounds. I mean, just your boy's bad. That's
Todd Christensen, not a Hall of Famer, but 2-time Super Bowl champion, 5-time Pro Bowl, 4-time All-Pro, 2-time receptions leader. Probably should be in the Hall of Fame, though.
Yeah, and you know what?
Don't forget the hair.
Incredibly well-spoken.
He used to do games.
Really smart.
Back in the day, he used to do games for NBC.
In fact, people didn't like him because he was so smart and he had such a vocabulary.
I call that the vocab lexicon, Steiny.
831 says, Steiny, you said 3 catches for 39 yards. Yeah.
Yeah, he had that
little under there.
He's from Belafonte, Pennsylvania.
I don't even know where that is.
We need to get him on.
He's dead. Todd Christensen has passed.
RIP to the legend.
A while ago, too.
You knew that off top?
Yeah, I mean, listen, 49er fans, I was wrong on Kettle, but gosh, you can't be getting the satisfaction of sticking it to me after a loss. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's got to be after a win.
Well, how about can we see more of that when Debo's back?
I don't think
Debo's back this week. When you talk about a hammy, Debo will be back. No, not so sure. We'll get to Cincinnati, on to Cincinnati later this week, but this ain't no easy game.
That's not going to be an easy game at all. Fernando's is in Redwood City. What's up, Fernando? How you doing, man?
How you doing? I got a quick question, man. We were just in the Super Bowl, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're telling me Trey Lance is not ready, I mean, if I'm Bosa, I'm Warner, I'm Kittle, I'm pissed. I would have got a DB this year.
Wow.
Why would I go all the way for Trey Lance if he's not ready? I mean, these guys are ready right now. Defense is prime. Should have got a DB, honestly. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Tell me the lies, Steiny. That was spot on.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to call him a liar because there is no lie there. But what I would say is they are not on this one-year timetable that fans sometimes are on.
Well, what if I told you as a player, I don't think that's cool because they didn't enhance this year's team. And, you know, these guys ain't got five or some of them. They're trying to cash it in now. Give us something that can make us better now, if that's the thought process. Steiny, I don't think it was.
What if we're having a beer with Nicky Bosa? And a nice little player, by the way.
Might be defensive player of the year.
And I say, hey, Nicky, man, how's Trey Lance look at practice? And he goes, you know what, he's not bad, but going to take a while. Going to take a year or two. But that kid's going to be good, Steiny. But he's just not ready right now. And it's obvious to all of us on the team.
Super eager.
And we trust.
That sounds like Rano.
We trust Shanahan and Lynch. I fully believe they made a great pick. We're just not going to see it manifest.
Listen, though,
for a couple
Steiny,
years.
In the real world, you were in no position, the Niners brass, to be thinking 2 or 3 years down the road.
Why not?
The people are picking. You got a team that can win now.
Who says?
Punch that ticket, Vegas.
Who says?
Vegas. And you want to go get a quarterback and, we'll wait for two more years,
Steiny. First of all, Vegas.
And you ain't got it like that.
First
you need to cash in now.
Yeah, this is a
Super
Bowl
team. They weren't thinking
that
way, Steiny.
Okay, yeah, this is a Super Bowl team.
19, not too far from far
off.
You
know what? If you think this is a Super Bowl team, you're delusional. And the Super Bowl was 2 years ago. This ain't the same team. Buckner ain't around. Their secondary stinks. It stinks. It stinks.
Well, Sherman ain't around.
Well, okay, he's not around.
But you know what I mean? They were coming back to prove to the world that we can get right back. And Steiny, that ship has not sailed.
They were delusional.
They're about to get a ticket to the dance.
They were delusional.
Yeah, it's going
to
take a collapse.
And they took the fan base with them.
God, don't you hate seeing Bosa with no help?
Not really.
And don't tell me the one or two guys that randomly get a sack because of Bosa.
Armstead was eating, baby. He was eating.
Like,
yummy in my tummy.
Tell them you can't do that, dude.
Why?
Because Bosa needs help. If we had that beer, I'd be like, Nicky. I wouldn't call him Nicky. I'd be like, Nick, come on. It's getting to you. He'd be like, what? No help. Seattle was, they were 3-8. They didn't know what. They wanted to quit.
Not against the Niners, they don't.
Well, they were down 10.
Yeah, they don't quit against the Niners.
And if I see another missed extra point, dude, can we just get the team
35-yard field goal.
They
miss 90% of them. Maybe even more.
And what about the Ravens and John Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Just the team did all
they
could.
So funny. But he wanted them to go. He wanted the Niners to go for two.
No, I was thinking right call, though, Goo. It was just a bad throw from Lamar. If it was just a decent right. throw, it would have been. They
Spadoni,
won the game.
I love you like a brother. You're not wrong, but it was a throw that didn't need to be attempted. Had you kicked the extra point?
You know, it's
point.
Funny.
Oh,
and,
had
the, and what about when the kicker misses the extra point because it's a 36-yard?
I mean,
point.
We praised Harbaugh earlier in the year against the Chiefs. Remember that Sunday night game where it's like, do you want to go for it? Do you want to go for it? That
see,
cool
I didn't,
sideline.
Spadoni, I swear, I didn't like. You don't get to the kids. Don't get to tell the parents what to do. Come
that's
on,
right.
Man.
And the sports talk radio hosts. Don't get to tell Kyle Shanahan who to play a quarterback. Sean in Oakland. What's up, Sean? How you doing, man? Good to hear from you. Oh, that's Sean.
That was a crank call.
Steven in San Jose. That's all right. We got a bunch. Steven, San Jose. Want to talk a little Jimmy G. How
hey,
you doing, buddy?
How you guys doing today? Great show today.
Thank you.
So I wanted to touch bases on a couple of things with you guys real quick. You know, I can see where some of the fans are coming from about Jimmy being a mediocre quarterback. I mean, stats don't lie. You know, 2,600 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. I mean, is that enough to throw the guy under the bus? I don't know. What do I know? But I do, something that I have noticed this year from the previous years with Jimmy, I don't know if you guys noticed this either, but his accuracy seems to be a little bit more on point. And show has his patience in the pocket, seems to be a little bit more on point. Now, I don't know if that's the truth or not. I mean, you're actually talking to a guy that idolized Steve Spurrier growing up as a kid. But
nice.
That's all I got for today, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Goo, do you see that? Garoppolo's accuracy is pretty good.
I think it's actually
good. Hold on.
Go ahead.
And he's been pretty good hanging there in the old pocket.
Oh, I give him the John Wayne Award. He'll hang in the pocket, but that's the problem. That's why I think he throws high. He just wants a hot potato. He wants to get rid of it. Listen, we got 5 games left, 15-8. Not exactly anything to write home
15
about.
15-8.
Touchdowns, interceptions. Oh. He's about to catch the touchdowns with the INTs. And how
six
many
and
have
five.
Been dropped?
He's 6-5 at the he's 6-5 his record this year.
I hate that you what's it his
is.
Team record?
He didn't six play and, in the, he didn't play in the loss.
His team is 6-6.
Yeah, but I know. And had they not had to play their backup quarterback who's not ready, maybe they would
see,
be 7-5.
You're trying to get to me, man. We're going to find out. Hey, give me this. You're guessing on him not being ready
in
practices, but the game that the world saw Trey Lance start against Arizona, I'm going to remind everybody, on the road, they lost by a touchdown and had the ball with the chance to tie. That I'll leave that there.
You leave what there?
That he didn't wet the bed. Like you're
Garoppolo?
Saying he's so not ready. No, Lance.
Let me ask you this. You
he
think
did
Trey
throw
Lance,
a pick.
You think Trey Lance could have gotten the 49ers from their own one down to the
he would have got
opposing team's one?
I'll tell you this.
I don't.
I'm not going to play that game, but I tell you, I yearn to see if he could have.
Yeah, I couldn't.
And if he didn't, he'll be better next year for it. He's like a worker on workers' comp. No experience. He's not going to be better. Wiseman's better because he played
I
last
don't
year.
Know about that.
Well,
we don't
if you
know
don't think,
about
you
that.
Don't, if, you, come on, Stoney.
I'm dead serious.
He played 37 games, and you would hope he's going to use that.
You know what? Those 37 games last year aren't even going
to he knows
remotely
what it's like to be out
resemble
there.
The way he's used this year.
Well, I'm not saying that. It's two different things.
The other thing is, what if we talk to Steve Kerr in private, and Steve says, you know what?
What?
Wiseman wasn't completely ready last year, and we had to use him, and I think we sent the wrong message. And if I had it to do over again, I would have brought him along slowly his rookie year.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's a stretch. Brandon Bell. But, Stoney, when Jimmy drops back to pass, he's great America. It is a roller coaster. You don't know what's going to – like, Kyle – he's got to have an ulcer. Like, that ain't healthy for anybody. And that's why I thought you drafting a new quarterback symbolized that you were tired of living like that. Obviously not. Well, 15-8, that's nasty.
Clearly.
15-8.
Here's the other thing. Clearly, the 49ers believed that Trey Lance's upside is better than Mac Jones's upside. Because if Mac if they were willing to acknowledge Mac Jones is better right now,
he's got the form tonight.
Guess what? Guess what? Kyle Shanahan's looking for the best quarterback 3 years from now, not necessarily this year. So,
well,
let's see what
to
happens.
To be the best quarterback in year three, being the best quarterback in year one would be a good start.
Well, but seriously, why don't you give any credence to the plethora of quarterbacks who sat for a year or two before they played? And still had great success.
Steiner, you know
I mean,
I'm not
dead serious.
I'm not ignoring that. Then why didn't you just sit why did you just stand? Why did you spend so much on a guy that's a project?
Because they believe in the project. I mean,
hope you have jobs by then.
Well, they will. They've got 6-year contracts. That's why this is a
there's no way they missed the offs. That and I'm not mad at that.
We'll see.
Steiner, what did I tell you? The Rams are lucky to get in. Who's number one now? Arizona? You think they want to play the Niners and somehow that's how it
Stop it. The 49ers are 500. They're 500 teams.
81 Raiders Arizona, on line one. Road victories.
No.
They beat Cleveland. Brian Sipes.
No.
Mike Davis interception.
They didn't have as many playoff games as the teams do now. There's seven teams in the playoffs now. There weren't that many back then.
Well, I'm saying to go on the road to win three, that's what you keep. That's what the masses keep saying. That's all the Niners will have to do.
Okay, so the 49ers are going to go 9-8, then they're going to run the table. And you know what? You're not talking to a 49er fan. Okay,
it's
you're talking
so are
to
you.
Matt.
Yes.
No, you're
both
not.
Both of us
talking
are not
to,
fans.
You're not okay. talking to a fan.
Hello.
So when this team, don't tell me that people are going to be scared of this team. Why? Why would someone be scared of this team?
Because they could be hitting their stride.
Okay, yeah. So could the Vikings when they go to 9-8.
Oh, what a bad
So can
loss.
The Falcons if they end up 8-9 and get in. I'm not going to do. Oh, for some reason, because we're in the San Francisco market. Oh, nobody wants
no,
to play
Bosa,
this team.
You got Warner.
You don't have Warner.
Well, he'll be back. You got Debo.
Okay.
Those are three studs.
But you don't have a quarterback.
And you got Mitchell. That's the only problem.
That's a rookie.
You don't have a quarterback, and you don't got a coach that can make the quarterback better than what he is. That's what I thought we were doing here.
Oh, I think Jimmy Garoppolo would be worse under another another.
I want to hug you, but he's not making enough strides, Steiny. They're 6-6. Dude, there's a thing called accuracy, people. Quarterbacks have it, some don't.
The caller said he thought that Garoppolo is being more precise.
That he could be with you at the punchline, whatever. Come on, man. 15-8. Oh, Steiny, that's nasty.
It's not nasty.
It ain't good.
You know what's funny, though? I'm sick of this crap with nobody. You know, Kirk Cousins comes in to play the 49ers last week. He's got 21 touchdown passes, two interceptions. He stinks. Jimmy Garoppolo, 15, he stinks. Guess what? Everybody stinks unless you're one of the best. How about that? You like that? Well, Frank in San Francisco. What's up, Frank? How you doing, man?
Hey, what up, fellas?
Talk to us.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Jimmy G, man, I don't think he's got it.
I don't disagree with you.
You don't got what? I don't think he's got what it takes, man. He's a backup quarterback, man. This guy's got to go.
Appreciate the call. Hey, maybe.
And so when it's all said and done, Steiny, I'm looking at you and I'm smiling because I just thought of this. Trey Lance got the booby prize. He went to the one team that had something that's really not nothing in front of him that caused him from getting on the field, where all the other rookies went somewhere, Justin Field included, and they all got to run. They all got to play. That's the booby prize. Of all the rookie quarterbacks,
he got the booby prize. It's not unusual when you get drafted by a team that has expectations.
Well, what if I were to tell you, if for the people in Kansas City, there's no way Jimmy Garoppolo is quarterbacking to the level Alex Smith was when he was Mahomes was watching him. He took him to the playoffs.
Well, Jimmy G's going to take him to the playoffs
by
this year,
default,
too.
Though, Stein.
What do you mean by default?
With this new number, they could have a losing. You could be 8-9 and get in.
I'll make a bet with you that they're that they won't finish seventh, meaning that they would have gotten in, the Chiefs got in when.
No, I'll pass.
Yeah, I know you will. I know because they're probably going to finish fifth.
Fifth?
Yeah, I would think so. Oh, no.
They got
No. They're going to finish sixth.
No. Well, that's
we got the four division winners, and then you got the Rams.
But you got.
And then they're going to be next.
Okay, at Tennessee Maybe. Monday night.
Maybe.
That's an L.
First of all.
No, Thursday night. Well, that's
they got
at
Cincinnati.
Tennessee. Oh, I'm saying L right now. Okay. I'm emotional.
All right.
You got the Falcons. That's a win.
Okay.
Remember,
7-7.
Years ago, you predicted Atlanta. It was a guarantee. And
I don't remember that. I can't remember Vontae that.
Does. 7-7. Then you got at Rams. Now you're the Rams, Seattle.
Now you're going to give them a loss there.
No, I'm giving them a win.
Okay, then they're 8-7. One more win gets them in.
And that's it?
No, please tell me the rest of the teams.
I gave you Cincinnati.
Okay.
I said an L.
Just
so
give me
7.
Cincinnati.
Atlanta.
Uh-huh. That's
at Tennessee.
Okay.
Home against the Texans.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and you end at the Rams.
And the Rams won't have anything to play for. They'll be locked into 5.
You're looking at them? They didn't look too great yesterday. Stones, hey. I'll give them a B- for that win against Jacksonville. The thing was closer than a lot of people thought. Steiny,
it was 30-7, wasn't it?
That if you watched the game.
But what was the Jaguars?
Yeah, it was
Rams
about
score?
That. But
well, then again, 49ers just couldn't come through against the Colts in that 2-touchdown loss.
37-7. Yeah. It was closer than a lot of people think.
Right, there we go. And it didn't get ugly till later. Steiny, I just want to find somebody in the world that will tell me why the Niners drafted Trey Lance.
Stop.
I've told you 30-7 heading into the fourth.
Thank you. Goof, stop. I've told you.
What was it at halftime, Spadoni?
I've told you a million times why Trey Lance is not playing. And I think you want me to get more specific, but I can't because that's Kyle's job. But the simple answer is he's not ready.
Man. And what's he learning behind Jimmy?
Maybe the same thing Garoppolo learned behind Brady. Maybe the same thing Mahomes learned behind Alex Smith. Maybe the same thing Aaron Rodgers learned behind Brett Favre. Maybe the same thing Jordan Love is learning behind Aaron Rodgers. Mm. See, when I put it that way, you really do see that there's not a lot to see here. Not a lot to see. 49ers are who I thought they were.
They were up 10. I go, this is over. They are putting Seattle out of the
Now, that's
misery.
A personal shortcoming that you have. You often believe that a team with the lead at any point in the game should win the game.
No, stop. I didn't think the Spurs were going to win Saturday night.
I
knew they were going to cough that up.
I texted JD in the middle of the second quarter.
Well,
I said, they're getting beat tonight. And he said, no chance.
So what were you thinking as the Warriors took the lead? The Warriors went up? We've seen this game in the NBA a million times. I was like, Warriors.
It's happened a million times. You get down 20. You spend too much energy to get back, and then you don't have the energy at the end.
Was that the free throw that bounced back to White and he hit the Oh, my God.
Suns, Spurs were fresher.
Right.
How about Lonnie Walker, the fourth? Where's that guy from?
He went
that's
for a
right.
layup.
He's from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Whoo,
did he have the Warriors spinning around like tops.
Pop will show you how to use the timeout. He was using them. Tired of this.
And they got away with one. Who did?
Spurs.
They didn't get away with anything. They earned that.
But they were. It was a 9-point favorite, underdog.
Right. So.
No, I get you. Nobody saw them winning that, but you.
Well, no, the second quarter. I just didn't feel like the Warriors had it going on Saturday. And I do think there was an emotional letdown from the two games against the Suns. I think they'll be all right against
Orlando's in trouble, even though it's 16.
Yeah. No Jalen Suggs.
What, did he break something, huh?
Yeah, he's hurt. Yeah. I don't know what he broke, but Warriors 19-4. I
can't wait for Clay and Wiseman. I just can't stop thinking about it.
I mean, you're puzzled as to why Trey Lance is not playing.
And I'm not by myself.
I'm puzzled how people actually thought this was like a Super Bowl contender. It was 2 years ago that they went to the Super Bowl.
Man.
It was 2 years ago.
their defensive line
last year, Stiney, by injuries. So we didn't get to see the brunt of Buckner not being around.
Oh, I think we did.
I think there was a gray area to where, you know what?
Well, you lost
injuries
him. What kind of year did he have last year for the Colts?
He was all pro.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ooh, I know they want that.
So their defense was not as good. See, that's the other thing. They re-signed Armstead and they let go of Buckner.
So you gave it the wrong one.
Yes. So why didn't you see that before the year?
And they lost your boy, Saleh.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's part of it.
How the Jets doing?
I mean, that's not fair.
No, I'm just I wasn't trying to be a jerk. Steve Martin. Jimmy Johnson, the great coach from Miami, University of Miami, a Cowboy, two-time Super Bowl winner, said, and I believe this, about coaching. Mm. If you don't have the horses, you cannot win the race. Think Phil Jackson could have got this Warrior team during the 90s to the offs? No, his ass wouldn't have been making the offs, as great as he is.
Wait, what?
If he didn't have Shaq or Kobe or Mike or Pippen.
I got you.
Think all the coaches that got – Mark Jackson could have took that Bull team to the finals.
You answered your own question when you said if you don't have the horses, you can't.
It's real. Steve Kerr goes to New York and doesn't take his Golden State Warrior job.
I'm talking about the 49ers don't have the horses.
Well, I'm naming them, Steiny. They got one up front in Bosa. They got Warner, arguably the best middle linebacker in the game.
He's overrated.
Well, that's too soon to say that.
Well, I'm just saying he's not having a good year. Expert on linebacker play.
Yeah.
But the point is everybody's saying Warner's not playing not having a great year.
Your boy T. Ross is in town.
Oh, I love him. one of my favorite.
I'll stump that for the text.
Let me ask you a question. Actually, we're going to take a break. But I can stump you on the other side. All right. We'll finish up with some 49er conversation. Maybe get a little bit into the Warriors. It's all going to be sponsored by the Department of Healthcare Services.
With school. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Consternation. Is this a good team that's underachieving? Talking about the 49ers. Is it a 500 team that's getting everything it deserved? Or maybe is it a team that really could be 4-8, but Shanahan's getting the most out of them?
Will you do me a favor? And I listened to every word you said. I just got done with Rado before during the break.
Yeah.
I got a Bonte and Shasky bone to pick. Well, and I need guidance. So before we get out of here.
Let it go.
But I want to run it by you, and then you tell me if I need to let it go.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't forget, 5-1-0, how are the Jets doing? That is fair, Steiny. How were the 49ers doing with Saleh before they actually got all the pieces, they actually made their defense against a broken team and gets praised? What I'm saying is Saleh was obviously a very good defensive coordinator. And I don't know if he's a good head coach or not, but I'm certainly not going to judge it on 12 games.
And we know it's different. And just like Kyle, Steiny, he was damn good at his job before he got the head coaching job. But it's all about the – and I'm not saying Saleh won't be successful. But what about all of your boys' protégés? Belichick, the hoodie. Patricia, he failed. McDaniel, he failed. So it's hard.
Well, yes. So why don't you acknowledge that it's hard for Kyle?
Because he was at the mountaintop.
Well, and really scared.
And had lemon booty calling plays to beat the Chiefs. Dude, I could tell you every play in that Super Bowl at the end. What are you doing? But anyway, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I'm just, we were talking about who thought this team was going to be good, who didn't think it was going to be good. The 510 says no fan thought they were a Super Bowl contender. Only the media and the Niners believe that. The reason they drafted a quarterback is because they were worried if Jimmy got hurt, Lance could come in.
Okay, why did you go get the most expensive quarterback or the most expensive route to go get him if you weren't in love?
Well, of course they were in love.
With the workout, obviously, right?
Well, with the player. With the player, they were in love with him. Here's the thing that I look at. I can't stand doing this, but because I don't believe in it. 49ers 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. To me, Jimmy Garoppolo is the same quarterback today he was that year.
I tend to disagree.
Virtually the same.
His numbers were great, and then
they were 23-9. No, what, great.
Yeah, what, it wasn't.
It was. I'll tell you exactly.
On pace for what it is.
It was 27-13. 27 touchdowns, I believe. 13
right.
picks.
You may be right.
I think he threw for over 4,000 yards, which was really good.
But he had two more years of you thinking under the tutelage of Kyle. At this juncture, he would be ready. He would be flying high.
Okay. Well, let's just all right, just go with me. The running game is worse than it was 2 years ago because they don't have Mostert. Their offensive line, I get Trent Williams must be a road grader to the highest order, but I don't think it's as good as 2 years ago. Their offensive line.
Okay.
Their receivers, I think it's about a draw, even though they should be better. The receivers should be better this year. And now maybe you might say that's why Garoppolo's not having as good a year. Defensive line, not as good as 2 years ago. Defensive backfield, not even close.
Those are facts.
So they're not as good of a team. And so even if you want to say, I'll even give you, you know what, Jimmy's not quite the same quarterback he was. He's dropped a level. So has every other position group on the field.
Well, you forgot this. Who and why are these players in the position they are in? The head coach. How is he compared to 2 years ago, Steiny? I'm seeing holes left and right. Because I was giving him I put him on that pedestal. He's not as good to me, Steiny, as he was. And the front office to think, who's our guy, the DB that got hurt that started all this mess, Verrett, who went into that this season thinking he was going to hold up and not have Geico? I mean, that in this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
Self was negligent, but I don't think Kyle is the guy he was, Steiny, because he's been failing more tests and pop quizzes along the way, and yesterday was just terrible.
He was a loser in his first season. He was a loser in his second season. He caught lightning in a bottle the third year.
Last place schedule.
He was a loser. He was a loser in his fourth season, and this year they're 500.
And can I ask you this?
So I don't know why he was pedestalized, if you know what I mean.
All right. Here I go, Snotty. I'm piling on, but let's put it out there. Okay, forget the infatuation, if you want to call it that, with Kirk Cousins. I don't care what round you traded up to go get C.J. Beathard. How did that turn out?
Oh, God. See, like that's –
like if we're having
to me,
that
that's
beer,
not a big deal.
What did you see in him?
I think we could see what he saw in him. The kid
which was –
So what? He moved up to the third round to get a backup quarterback who didn't work out? Like, okay. I mean, that's like the Warriors missing on a second round draft pick.
Okay.
It's like,
and how did
so
Nick
what?
Mullins do under your two? When are you going
Some
to make something less or greater?
Well,
outside of the one anomaly year with anomaly with Garoppolo.
Well, that's
when
what
are you
done.
Going to make something better that we all can see? Oh, wow. Average.
See,
but he took him to that level.
See, I see this as more of an indictment of you than Kyle Shanahan. because you fell for it. You fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
But what did Jed fall for with the re-up?
I don't know. I don't know
what
he fell for.
That's who fell for it. I didn't pay.
But you have put him on a pedestal. You've knocked him down. You put him on a pedestal again.
It's not just me
either, knocked him down.
It's not just me.
You still put him on a pedestal a third time this year. Knocked him down again.
I gave him credit.
Why
didn't
you just say he's an okay coach? I just don't. Here's what bothers me most. This guy wasn't even a head coach. He never had been a head coach before in his entire life. He comes to the San Francisco 49ers, and again, maybe it was because his dad was Mike Shanahan, but the media fell in love with this guy. The media thought this guy was one of the greatest young minds. Maybe he was, but he got treatment he flat out didn't deserve. Why?
Because his dad was a successful Super Bowl winning coach.
Anybody? So what? He's his son. He ain't Mike.
But you can understand it, though.
No, I can't understand it. I cannot understand how you could have a head coach with no experience, zero, and you assume he's going to be a top five coach, and you touted he was a top five coach without ever seeing the guy.
Well, the Warriors did it with Kerr. How'd that work out?
That's great. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. That team was ready. The 49ers, to hear everybody else say it, Shanahan's first year, they weren't very good.
Okay, I'm not saying you're wrong, Stoney, but it's not 2019. But on 2019, you could admit you couldn't say what you just said because the world was his at that point. When they were under Kyle, you know, he lived up to it, I guess.
When?
The year they were 8-0 and went to the Super Bowl. Like, you couldn't, too many people couldn't do what you did, but what you just said, because you're right now. But then you could kind of understand it, Stoney.
No. Why? He was a loser in year one. Mm. He was a loser in year two. He had a great year three. He was a loser in year four. Oh, well, now we're going back. Now we're going to win a Super Bowl. Why? Why would you think that?
Mm.
Steiner, you're wrong. A lot of coordinators become head coaches. No, absolutely a lot of coordinators become head coaches. But what I'm saying is, without ever being the head coach of an NFL team, people glorified Kyle Shanahan when he had no right being glorified. Mm. That's all I'm saying. So now everyone's like, well, Kyle's not a genius. Well, whoever said he was? You guys.
And you look, I don't have a dog in the fight, but Steiny, we fought over this. What he did in Atlanta was he had success. What he did for RG3 year one, he had success.
Although it wasn't a head coach.
I hear you.
It's a different ball game when you're a head coach. I mean, how many times
we saw Jason Garrett? He was a coordinator, and then he went to head coach. How'd that work out for him?
How many times do we talk about Norville Turner?
Yeah, and he would be greater had he been.
Maybe Kyle's North Turner.
And that is, Stoney, you're right. But when is enough enough?
Well, it's not now because he's sitting with 4 or 5 more years left in his deal. Like, I don't know what the way out of this is.
I guess I don't want anybody fired. EDD, I've been a part of that, Stoney. Hopefully I'm never again. But at the end of the day, I think I'm irritated that Kyle's not feeling that pressure that you speak of because he's coached himself into that. He should be, honey, I don't know about the schools. We need to, like, the fact that he's getting and you're saying, oh, it doesn't start till Trey. We don't know when that's going to be. And I'm out there talking to Ray, not to speak for him. He's like, well, maybe he's not. When did he fail?
Who?
Trey Lance.
He didn't.
Well, it sounds like in practice or what behind the scenes, he failed.
That's not the way it feels to me.
Well, then how is he not ready?
Because a lot of quarterbacks in year one are not ready, particularly a guy who played Division II football and only played in one game.
I'm holding on to that Arizona start. He wasn't the worst. And they lost. Just like yesterday, they had the ball down 7 with a chance to tie. If that's the same recipe that you're getting with your starter, Jimmy. So at least you could be taking these L's or be 6-6 saying, year two, watch out. My boy's got seasoning. But choose to go a different route, hey?
Maybe Kyle Shanahan saying, you know what? I'm not playing him this year because I wanted him to be brand new next year. I don't want anybody to see him this year. Kyle had ridiculous amounts of injuries to his roster, so he got a lot of mulligans. I kind of agree with that.
Well, that was last year, mulligans.
But I thought they've been hurt. They got hurt again this year. You know what I mean? I don't know. I never understood how a guy could get a head coaching job, never coached, never been a head coach before. Forget coordinator. So he's never been a head coach before.
Yeah, it happens so much. Daddy.
And everyone's like, this guy's one of the best coaches in the NFL. What? Shouldn't he have to prove that? Okay, so then the first year, I don't know, what was it, 4-12?
Yeah.
6-10?
Yeah. It wasn't pretty.
What were we saying then? He's one of the best quarterbacks. He's one of the best coaches in the NFL. Really? He's 10-22 over 2 years. Okay, now they get to the Super Bowl. Okay, great. Well, now we're going to just go Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. I don't know. AJ thinks Trey Lance should be starting. What's going on, man?
Hi, guys. Watched the game yesterday, and it's like a bad Monday to start with. I mean, Warriors lost.
Oh, he coming at me, Stoddy. It's not good.
Herbert lost with the Niners. And I think, Trey Lance should be the guy who we should be going from games, back. Not right now. The reason being is Garoppolo has been a failure, in my opinion.
All right.
You got some good weapons. Yesterday, look at George Kittle. Second quarter, how many, times George Kittle got a chance to play the ball? Zero. You know what I mean? If you say he's a smart quarterback, I don't think so. And it goes back to the coach. I don't know how much he likes him, but let's put it this way. If we had Tom Brady, playing for Niners, and we had Kyle Shanahan, who would have been the head coach, guess what? Tom Brady would have been a failure because no game plan, and he starts so aggressively, and I don't know what happens. Everything dies off after second quarter, second half. This is something, a deep thinking subject. It's not about, who's going to start, who's not going to start. In this offense, everybody's marching on their own band. I don't even think they're lining up to the same thought process, what exactly they want. So that's what I have.
Thanks, AJ. Wow. Appreciate it. He says basically they're not on the same page.
And he left me out of it. And again, I know your thing, Stoddy, is, he's a great blocking tight end. This is almost an indictment that we don't see this type of Kittle every week. It's There's either reason, half though. Quarterback or it's half coach, or if they're just married at the hip. But why don't we see this beast come out even when Debo's there? It's not, if one person balls out, guru, nobody else can eat. There's a fundamental flaw somewhere.
Because sometimes they're defended one way, sometimes they're defended another way.
I am so sick and tired of people telling me and dictating what the defense does to this Niner offense. How about you start dictating to the defenses? We're here. I'm the guy, and I'm gonna get my. That's why you think this weaponry collectively is.
You're talking about a championship level team. That's what championship level teams do. They say we establish the level of play. We're doing our thing, and the defense and the opponents. They're not a championship level team. They have to take every game as it is and try to figure out how to win it.
But why? What are they going to do?
Because they're not talented enough.
But the rat on the table is at the quarterback. Steiny, if you put Kittle
and down the roster,
Debo, I'll put that three. I was going to say Kansas City, but they're lacking one. They got Kelce and Tyreek Hill. They're missing one. Steiny, this is weaponry. Look around.
So you say. I'm not,
I know you said it was average, but Kittle, Ayuk, and Debo, this is real. That's weaponry, Jack.
According to you, they're okay. Obviously, Kittle's terrific,
but he's not you. And again, but every week, Stoddy, the defenses don't have to lose sleep thinking, "Oh my God, it's going to be Kittle." It's either Debo with the run, Kyle, and I'm defending Kyle here, you drafted a quarterback for a reason. It was time for a change. I just don't understand why you're so afraid. If this guy's not ready, let's see it. And if he's not, okay, we got next year, and he's got experience. But to run this stuff, what he did yesterday out there with Jimmy, and expect different things, what's the whole, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over, expecting different results. But Jesus.
The whole team is mediocre.
Not Bosa.
But, okay.
Shaiir, he turned into something.
So you're going to take Jimmy Garoppolo out, even though he's not the only guy who's had a bad year.
Well, it's the most important position on the field and this new NFL. So with that, we're already starting off with, you know, we're starting off in the hole. So it starts there, Stein.
Listen, tell you what, guys. Tell you what, Guru. Tell you what, 49er fans.
Tell us.
Start reading the writing on the wall.
They
drafted the wrong guy. All right, I'm overstating, but I'm just kind of kidding. But
it makes me so mad that you were that drop. But just,
let's go to D. D's in Walnut Creek. What's up, D? How you doing, man? Woo, almost out of here.
I agree with Scotty. They're not a championship caliber team. But everybody out here in the radio land is thinking that Garoppolo calls his own plays. Kyle calls the plays. So to involve George or not involve George is not Garoppolo's decision. It's Kyle's. So put it on him.
Thank you. Appreciate it, D.
Wow.
I got to listen to this because you told me about it and I hadn't heard about
it. Get to it.
So I guess LeBron against Indiana, it feels like a week ago.
Did the Sam Cassell.
Celebrated when he hit a big shot against the Indiana Pacers. By the way, Spadone, here's one for you. Hot take. Chalk up a hot take. Rick Carlisle's a myth. He's a myth. All right. Here's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on LeBron. Really loving his own game winner.
Then last week, LeBron was fined $15,000 for doing a big ball stance after the Lakers win over the Pistons. Why do you need to do a stupid, childish dance and disrespect the other team on the court? It doesn't make sense. Goats don't dance.
Oh, I love it. I thought the same thing.
Wow, Kareem.
Goats don't dance. I love it. Hey, unless you're Steph Curry.
I call him the captain, but that is the epitome of old man on the front lawn. It's a new era, captain. And he did. Goats don't dance. They. But wow.
How much time we got here? We got a few more minutes, right?
Yeah, we got about 3:50. I don't think John Wooden liked Kareem dancing at all, right?
Well,
yeah,
he usually got in early. They usually can't dance either.
That's kind of how'd it go?
We got Daniel and Martinez. Shanahan has to go. Let's go to Eddie and Vallejo. He's sick of Shanahan. What's going on, Eddie and Vallejo? How you doing, man?
Well, like you said, I'm sick of Shanahan. Now, I'll give Shanahan credit where he's a good first half coach, maybe. But the one thing he is not is Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh was able to do whatever he needed to do at halftime and come in, and regardless of what players he had available, he was able to adjust his game plan, whether it was switch to the run or keep going with the passing and get his team where it needs to be. I don't care who we draft on the Niners right now, Shanahan will never be able to coach the second half.
Wow. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
That is a wow.
But again, and I'm not bashing the caller, why are we even comparing him to Bill Walsh?
Right.
Why?
The legend.
Bill Walsh won Super Bowls. This guy's 35 and 40.
And he would cut you a year early before Walsh didn't play. I'll save my Shasky and Bonte thing for tomorrow.
Why?
I don't think we got enough time.
Well, you're going to forget it now.
Oh, no. But I'll never forget this one.
Just do it. So
listen.
I got nothing else to say.
All right, I'm using the bathroom. I'm on the phone. And I see Matt Koski say, great party, Bonte. I'm like, oh, okay. And every time I talk to Bonte, and I talk to him, Stein, that's my guy. We did a show together.
No doubt.
I love him. Yeah. He's got a baby chestnut. That's like my niece. I never formally met her.
Chez.
Yeah, he called it Chez.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
All right. So I text Bonte after I see Koski basically tell on him, like, hey, I didn't get an invite. So it was baby Chess was turning one.
Oh.
All my kids are grown. Nice.
Congrats,
so he
Bonte.
Goes, and he kept it real. He goes, Goo, you wouldn't have drove. You weren't coming.
Well,
kind of hurt
right.
me. And I would have came because I said we need to get together more like that. And then this morning he says that to Shasky, who then says, oh, this hurt me. And I talked to Shasky too, that's my dog. Oh, Guru would just fake the death in his family and wouldn't have been able to make it. And I had a real death, Shasky, in the family that prevented me from coming to hoop with you and Lucas. But for him to go on Bay Area radio and basically say that I'm so afraid to tell Shasky I can't make an event that I would have to lie about a death. Come on now. That both Bonte didn't hurt me as much because he told me I wouldn't come. I probably wouldn't have, I would have came. But oh, Shasky to say I faked the death in the family to not come. Stoney, I was driving in and almost crashed. That hurt me. I would never go to that extent to get out of something.
I'm sorry.
Dear. And Shasky didn't show up for our tournament. Oh, I'm golfing. I'm the 1%. Yeah.
We got 1 minute. That's
but
a tough
to say
one.
I faked the death in my Frank J pass, my boy Frankie J. R.I.P.
Why didn't you just go? Oh, you didn't get invited at all.
Yeah, right. He said I wouldn't have came, so it made me feel a little better, but I would have came.
No,
and then I don't got little kids.
Why didn't you come yesterday when I invited you?
I was getting over my cold.
Well, then you wouldn't have been able to go to Shasky and Bonte's.
I didn't even think about it until you said it.
They knew you were sick all last week, too. Maybe that's why.
No, I talked to him. I said I wasn't feeling. They don't. Yeah,
see, they took safety. Good for Shasky and Bonte. They're just being safe.
It was at a zoo. I guess they had a good time.
They have baby Shaz there, too. Yeah, can't be getting her sick.
Yeah.
All right. Peter King, 4:15. Warriors Live, 5:30. Warriors Orlando tip off, 7 o'clock. Thanks for listening, everybody. Monster sack.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.